The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday! Expository Thursday! And we've reached the end of our studies in Ephesians. Hopefully, and by the grace of God, you have either come to know the letter better or have drawn one step closer to the Lord. That is my deepest prayer. Plus, keep in mind that we're going to be doing Philippians next. First up, why is it so hard to be praying for one another? Could it be Satan? Yes, it could be. Next, what is the big Scooby-Doo about the gospel? Well, that's the easiest answer, but the hardest principle to understand. And finally, what if the president called you and asked you to be the ambassador to Aruba, Jamaica, Bermuda, Bahamas? You would be thrilled. So you should be thrilled.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can call us, 972-445-0770. Or you can text us, 214-210-8483. That's for praise reports, prayer requests, pop questions, and trivia. Here's our first trivia question. What is the first beatitude? First beatitude. And for those that don't know about beatitudes, a beatitude is a beatitude. It's what you should have. It's a beatitude. Get it? That's funny. All right. Also, don't forget any topics open for conversation. Pretty much it's all open because we're not professional and it's not professional radio. I mean, I'm not professional. You're not professional. It's not professional. I mean, Terrific T, she's closer to professional, but she's not professional because we're not professional. Jennifer's not. None of us. We're just doing radio, folks. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let me just say right off the bat that some of you missed that little joke in the very, very intro, the little thing where I said, if you could be the ambassador to Aruba, Jamaica, da-da-da-da-da-da, Bermuda, Bahamas. See? For those that caught that, good job. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, trivia question on the board. First beatitude, which one is it? What is it? What is it? You got to answer that question. Don't forget our DNA. DNA, draw closer to the Lord and never be ashamed. A, always be ready. And you think, well, I know, but is that like just for the pandemic thing that's going on or for the... No. In about 4 weeks, when the abominable snowman comes out of the north and starts to destroy states and stuff like that, it'll still be DNA. Draw closer to the Lord, D, N, never be ashamed, A, always be ready. How about that? That's just straightforward and simplistic. If you know the first beatitude, text it in or call in. You're welcome to do either one of those. Our call number, what is our call number? 972-445-0770. I know people are going through their Bibles going, where is that Matthew 5? Historically, let's pick up a couple of things. I think these are kind of interesting. Today is National Sugar Cookie Day. I mean, come on,
ooh,
right?
I love sugar cookies.
I love sugar cookies. So how could you not love sugar? I mean, it's like, what? You have to have really, you know... I don't like sugar. Like, what is wrong with you? Yes, I've read the sugar blues. I don't care. Sugar cookies. Today is fashion day. I'll let you know here at the show. I have none. So that's
same.
Easy. You know, I mean, it's like, you got to be kidding. And then here's, don't put all your eggs in one omelet day. Now, this is not about your faith, but this is maybe all your projects or the things that you're doing. Unless you know it's from the Lord, then just throw everything in there and give everything you got. But the idea is not to just put everything in one thing. And then if that falls apart, you sit there and think, I got nothing. It's like, don't do that. A couple things to tell you on the historical end, 1877 on this day, first Wimbledon's men's single title. This would be a trivia question that nobody in the universe would get, but who was the title winner of the very first Wimbledon single? That would be Spencer W. Gore. If you know that, you are indeed a trivia expert. On this day in 1922, Johnny Weissmuller, who was the person who played the first Tarzan, he was the first person to swim the 100 meters freestyle in under a minute. So he was athletically inclined as well as Tarzan, the original Tarzan. Well, that's good. In this story, this is the best. You know how I always have these one occasionally that are just out of there? Listen to this one. This happened in 1993 on this day. A lawyer falls to his death. That's not funny. That's sad. But he did it testing windows, okay? Gary Hoy liked to demonstrate the strength of his building's windows by running up against them and bouncing off, a stunt he had performed numerous times. However, on this fateful day, the window glass popped out of the frame and Hoy plummeted from 24 stories.
Oh. Dear God, no!
Excellent play. Excellent play. Isn't that sad? It's just like, well, first of all, who does that? I mean, who does that on the 24th floor? Right? I mean, I got nothing. Sometimes I have something. Yeah, not so much right there. All right, let's get into Ephesians. This portion is fantastic. You know, you get to the end of the book, and most people, what they do is once they've read a book, they don't really look or examine the intros or the exits in some of these letters. And this is some of the coolest material that you could ever find if you would just take the time. If I would take the time, if you would take the time, if we would take the time and read it. Here, we'll just open up with the very first verse, and we're only going to do about half of it. Actually, we're only doing the first four words in this first teaching segment. It starts off this way. This is Paul. He's ended everything he shared. He's taught to the Ephesians. He's given them in the first three chapters the position of their lives. And then in the next three chapters, he gives them the practice of their lives. For those that don't know from a theological point of view, that is much like our salvation. Positionally, we're in justification. Practically, we're in sanctification. And in the future, we'll be in glorification. That's why you see Scripture talking about salvation in past, present, and future tenses. For those that don't know, that's my thesis. That's my dissertation, how that connects to unity. Unity is a position we all have. Unity is a position that's being worked out practically. And then in heaven, unity will be in a glorified state where we're all just singing and we're all on key together and nobody cares what your background is. That's something that's very, very important, very powerful. He concludes all that and then he closes out the whole thing and he says this, pray also for me. That whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. But the thing that Paul says that's really important for you and I to catch is he says, pray also for me. Between Romans 1:1 and the end of Jude, praying for somebody in some capacity is mentioned 25 times. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 3, Paul says, pray for me. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says, pray for me. And there's this idea that we are enabled and it's supposed to be connected to one another through prayer. And especially in Romans 15:30, where it says, join in my struggle with me by praying for me, we find out that prayer is this huge, huge unifying factor. Now, you want to know why it's difficult to pray for somebody? It's difficult to pray for somebody for three reasons. One, because you don't remember, because you're so focused on yourself, or I'm so focused on me, I don't think about other people. And so you get into prayer and you give God the laundry list. I need my shirts done. I need my socks. I could really use a new pair of shoes. I want to thank you for the hat, but I'm really questioning you about the umbrella. I mean, you go through this whole thing with the Lord, and it's always about us, 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 and that's why people pray, and it lasts, what, 5 minutes? Because there's only so much you can go through in your life that you can talk about you for, right? But the idea is that we should be praying for others. Here's Paul saying, pray for me, join in my struggle. If you join somebody in prayer, if you join a purpose or a person, listen to what I said. If you join a purpose or a person, you're demonstrating love, you're supporting ministry, and you're reducing the kingdom of darkness. Now, who doesn't want that to happen? Satan. Satan doesn't want you praying for people and praying for causes because it impacts his kingdom and he don't like it. So what he does to get you distracted is either to get you to focus on you, or get you distracted so that you don't pray. Okay, now I know there's a couple of teachers out there from the left side of Jupiter, and they're like, well, if you pray in tongues, the devil can't stop it, and blah, blah, blah. If the devil could stop a prayer, every salvation prayer they ever offered, he would have stopped. So that's just, don't say stuff like that. That's weird. Here's what it is. The devil gets people to stop praying by getting them to not pray. That's it. He doesn't stop the prayer. He stops the prayer-er person. And that's how he shuts it down. So instead of getting in there and giving the Lord the laundry list, which I have done for years and years and years, so don't get the wrong impression, also go in there with the idea that you and I need to be aware, open to any influences of the Holy Spirit, anybody on our heart, anybody on our mind, that we could just mention them in prayer and join with them, demonstrate our love for them, demonstrate our love for a cause or a purpose, and thereby love them, love that purpose, love the advancing of the kingdom of God, and reduce the kingdom of darkness. It's like, wow, that's a lot of stuff for just praying for people. Yeah, that is a lot of stuff, isn't it? And that's just if we spend an extra 2 or 3 minutes in prayer. So then in the closeout, Paul's like, pray for me. Join me in my struggle. If you join in prayer for a purpose or a person, you're loving them or you're supporting a ministry and you're reducing the kingdom of darkness. It just really means when you come into prayer, a little less self-focus and a little more outward focus. Expand the bubble of your universe. That's really the key in that premise. Okay. Trivia question. What is the first beatitude? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Excellent job for those that answered. You know how much I appreciate that. Great work. We come back. The biggest mind blower in all of faith is what we're going to talk about. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off. Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, are you there with us?
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that, and it was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just so that you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit. And they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Baptist.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So, anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't want you to forget, you can reach the show, 214-210-8483. If you're texting or if you're calling in, 972-445-0770. Here's our next trivia question. Who was bitten by a snake and shook it off in the fire? You know, I can't even talk sometimes. Okay, and shook it off in the fire, felt no harm. Who got bitten by a snake? Ouch! And just shook it off. I'm like, yeah, sorry, don't got time. All right. Already answers coming in. People, you are well. Great job, by the way. We have people that text in and listen to the show. They are lights out. They're great. I just love it. And I know they're listening. I know they're on it. I know they're doing it. If you want to call in, you're welcome to do that. 972-445-0770 for the call-in. And then 214-210-8483 for the texting. Keep in mind, these questions will get a little harder. Oh, somebody's calling in. I can hear the phone ringing. So while they're calling in, let me just point out to you that, maybe we'll take the call first. Then I'll finish it because I messed up on something earlier, which, you know, that's my talent. I'm really good at it. Okay. Do we got a phone call? Yes, we do. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm actually
cool indoors.
Yeah. I'm actually enjoying my I'm in my third class in the PhD, and this is the one I'm actually enjoying, so I'm having enjoyment for the first time.
Oh, good. About time.
Yeah. It's a lot better than the other classes where it's all I can say. So talk to me, my friend. We had somebody that got bit, and they were bitten by a snake. They shook it off. It dropped into the fire, felt no harm. Who was that?
Oh, that was Paul the Apostle.
That is correct, sir. You are right.
And the fans go wild.
Yeah, the fans go wild. And do you remember what happened? Is the snake bit him, and the people looked, and they're like, oh, something bad's coming. You know, the justice of the sea will get him. And it was like, after that, they were like, he's
bad
really.
Guy, and then he didn't have any consequences of it. And they thought, maybe he's a god. They said, no, just a regular guy.
Yep. And isn't that funny how people go from one extreme to the other? It's just like,
Yeah.
He's like, wow, he's terrible. Or wait, on the other hand, he's fantastic. Yeah, that's it.
Amazing.
Human
nature.
Yep, it is. Excellent job. Excellent job, my friend. I thank you so very much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great job. Excellent. Very, very, very good. So I do want to point out that Joy pointed out she thought it was on Diffna, and then she was like, "Oh no, it's on Malta." She's like, "She's into the island. This happened at the island." What I really want are the coordinates. No, I don't. I don't want the coordinates. Nobody get those. All right, here we go. Excellent job, by the way, for those that texted in. Good job, especially those that knew right away. We have people answering that question within like 1 second. Like, wow, that's pretty good. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. On there, I have the invitation for, not the invitation, but just the information for me speaking 3 weeks from Sunday. But it will also be online, YouTube, and it will also be on Facebook. If anybody thinks that they're going to watch that or go to that and it's going to be a lot different than this show, you're wrong. So, this is kind of how I do it. The only difference will be at both services, in each separate service, I'm telling a different Jewish joke. Always do all of my speaking engagements opening up with a Jewish joke. Never fails. It's just and there's so many. There's just so many.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear? I'll give you the classic. You ready for this one? Just tell me if you like this. It's a Jewish joke, so it's not a Christian joke. It's a Jewish joke. Ready? Okay. So the simple question is, are your parents proud of you? Okay. Are you a doctor, a lawyer, or a disappointment? See? Come on. That's Jewish joke. See, are you a doctor, a lawyer, or a disappointment? Which means you can only be a doctor or a lawyer.
Very true. Yeah.
See? That's funny. Okay. All right. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, like I said. Also, that's the place to give. Hey, we are in the 9th of July, and we are a little dry. Oh, good rhymes. 9th of July and a little dry. That's a pretty good one, huh? So if we can, if you're in that position, you can help. Great. If you can't, don't worry about it. I don't ever want people to feel bad. But if you want to invest sowing and reaping, which is an important principle of Scripture, we'll be glad to take that. We will absolutely give you a receipt at the end of the year, 100% tax deductible as we move everything forward. Don't forget, by the way, you can also reach out to us on that same website, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. The last segment, I forgot to give Terrific T her opportunity in regards to our expository, and because this one's so cool, I'm going to delay and make sure she gets it in, because now we're doing our expository teaching.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
Do you know that took me an hour and 20 minutes to put that together? See, that's the sad part that nobody sees. When I'm at my house and splicing it, it's just thank you for playing. Thank you for playing that. All right, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 through 24, the rest of 19. So Paul starts off, pray for me. All right, that's the beginning. That whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me, so I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. That I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Most of you know the word gospel means good news, okay? Which in our society, boy, if anything is going on, good news is needed more than ever, okay? I mean, we just need good news. But that's not what I want to key in on, okay? What I want to key in on is the biggest Scooby-Doo about the gospel. And you're thinking, Scooby-Doo? What does Scooby-Doo have to do with the gospel? There's a mystery attached to the gospel. It's a mystery that we share. It's a mystery that we communicate. The mystery is within the gospel. Don't get mystic on me or bizarre. It's very simple. It's one of those things where you sit there and you hear it and you go, "Ruh-ro." I mean, you're just like, this is just like, how is this even possible? And you're thinking, well, what is that? What is that mystery of the gospel besides how the Lord set the whole thing up? What's the big mystery? I'm going to tell you right now, this is the biggest mystery. It is so simple, and yet it is so complex that tens of thousands of books and dissertations have been written about this. Ready? Ready? Here it is. Here's the big mystery. God loves you. Stop. That is so simple, yet it is so miraculous, because you know what? You know you. You know you better than anybody except for God. you know what's good about you, and you kind of know what's bad about you, and even if you're in denial on some of it, if you get to a truthful moment or honest moment, you'll be the first one to go, well, I'm a mess. People talk about all these good works that they do. If you live to be 80 years old, and you are, I'm just pointing this out, and you are giving accountability to people that get to the age of 12 or 13, as the Bible talks about, you know, kind of becoming responsible for the law, a man, so to speak. And in the Hebrew culture, it's 13, could be 12, could be 13, with this question there about Abraham and Ishmael and so on. But let's just say it's 12, and you live to 80 years old. That gives you about, 80, 70, 68 years of sinning at about 15 sins a day, including every time you have a 15-minute rant. That's not just one sin. Everything you do in that rant, everything you do internally, everything you do that's contrary to God, that counts as a sin. So if you take that 15 and you times it by 365 days, and then you times that by 68 years, you're at somewhere just south of 400,000 sins in a lifetime. So you don't have 400,000 good works. I mean, just come on. Just stop that. Okay? Just stop. The mystery of the gospel is that God loves us. You look at us and you go, really? It's amazing. It is the miracle in itself. It is the grand mystery as to why God loves us so. And then people try to answer that by going, well, he loves us so because he's love. You don't even know what that is, let alone what that means. You wouldn't understand a full DNA being love because you don't have one. All you do is look at it like I do and go, wowza, just beyond the scope. I mean, who can figure this out? Nobody. That's why it's called, right, get ready, a mystery. See how that works together? See how awesome that is? And so the fact that God loves us, and what's coolest about it is we find out that his love is an unconditional, grace-based love. Grace means unmerited favor. It means you can't earn it. You don't work your way into this love that God has for you. You either receive it or reject it. And it's amazing. It's mysterious in its own way because it's like, I don't even love myself that way, let alone my wife, let alone my children, let alone anything, anybody, anywhere in the universe. Even I, who loves to eat ribs, recognize that at the end of the rib session, within 24 hours, I will not love the ribs. It's just how it goes. And it's like, that's true for me in the most base thing, and yet God still loves me. And he loves you too. Is that not so awesome? That whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get into this next section, which is phenomenal again. So I'm just hoping you're thinking this is fun. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Hot Topics.
Pointing out inconsistencies is not disparaging. It's just the truth. Number two, our job as in church discipline is where you can't judge those that are outside the church. Number three, the people we were talking about were Christians anyway. Number four, you think this is bad? Wait, this just gets worse and worse, people. Regarding Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, the context is also critical and can be misapplied. Now, how many times I told you, watch out for bad Bible brains.
The David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, you can reach out to us, 214-210-8483 is the text, and then the phone number 972-445-0770. Here is our next trivia question. By the way, if you guys ever want to email me, just, you know, anything that's going on, we have a couple of people that do that, and I want you to know, it's important to me that you know that there are people in the faith that care, that love, and there's people that do that for me, then people that do that with me, and people that I do that with, and if you ever need that, you're welcome to contact us that way. We are praying for many of you on a regular basis, because that's what the Lord calls us to love one another. That's a big part of it. All right, here is the third trivia question. Kind of an interesting question, so you'll have to think it through. Who was the first Bible character to use a riddle? It's like, wow. Where'd you get that, Dave? Well, I found my old trivia book. So that's where I got it from. I'm just telling you. Let's see. So you can reach out to us. You can either text us or call us. As you know, if you're going to call, it's got to be 972-445-0770. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org is the email that is attached to it. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okie dokie. So we are in the close. The end of the book, so the end of the letter. You got to keep in mind this was a letter that was written to a church. It was actually written to a group of people, not just really a single church per se. And it has great application for all of us, and there's so many great things in there. And every once in a while you come across something, and it makes you think while you're reading it, while you're kind of embracing it and thinking and considering it, it's a good application. It's a good way to meditate on the word. And the, remember, the word meditate means to run through the mind. It doesn't mean, it means let it run through your mind. Let it go there. Bounce between your left, right, and your left lobe and your right lobe and bounce up and down. You sit there and you think, oh, no, I got to think about it. I got to think about it. And thinking about it, sometimes you can even, you know, think of it in the context of how would you have responded? Or what would that have spoken to you, or whatever the case may be. The rest of the text in verse 20, I want to speak on, and this is what Paul says. In 19, he said, pray also for me that when I open up my mouth, words may be given me, so I will fiercely make known the mystery of the gospel. For, here's verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. The first thing to keep in mind is the ambassadorship. An ambassador, ironically, would typically have a particular garb or a particular clothing on that represents the imperial court. Okay, that was the idea. Paul was representing the country, so he would enjoy diplomatic immunity, right? The ambassadors, you've seen all those crime shows, all those mystery shows. Oh, that guy's got diplomatic immunity. You can't do anything to him. You can't touch him, right? Well, ambassadors normally enjoy that, but Paul had to appear as a prisoner, one who was suffering, rather than one who enjoyed that diplomatic immunity. The Christian ambassadorship is not quite the way that one would anticipate. Instead of wearing a gold chain for the office, he would be shackled to his guard. That would be his clothing. But what strikes me about this passage, and we know we're ambassadors for Christ, you read 2 Corinthians, you read the different portions that talk about our ambassadorship. What strikes me about this is if you were an ambassador for your nation, okay? If you were an ambassador for your nation, how that would actually turn out. In other words, if the president called you and said, I need you to be ambassador, okay? Now, if you said, I need you to be an ambassador, it's for Siberia, you might be thinking, well, I'm certainly honored to be an ambassador, but Siberia, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I opened it up and said, well, what if somebody told you you can be an ambassador for Aruba, right? My wife and I went to the Bahamas in our journeys in life, and we were really blessed, and it was a great, great time. What if you could be an ambassador to the Bahamas? Would you be like, how would you feel? Say, I'm going to make you, T, you're going to be the ambassador to the Bahamas. How would you feel?
I'd feel great, but I feel like I wouldn't know what to really do.
Okay.
Just go to the beach
yeah.
and relax as ambassador.
As the ambassador, I'm going to chill.
I'm just
going to
relax.
I love
your life. I'm going to the beach.
Now, as good as the Bahamas is or Aruba, and no, I'm not talking about the problems they're having. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's like those cool places, right? And Bermuda, Bahamas, Aruba, Jamaica, any of those really cool places. I mean, even Hawaii. I mean, you don't have ambassadors to states. But if you were going to be ambassador to the United States, to be located in Hawaii would be pretty cool. I mean, that would be a lot better than Toledo, Ohio. I'm just saying. So you are actually an ambassador of a place that's actually cooler than that. And you are a representative of this place that's just like unbelievable. And you, the whole goal there is to tell people, oh, you should see this place that I'm, oh, you should see my homeland. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's streets of gold, there's rainbows everywhere. At that point in that land, it will be popcorn and candy and all the other stuff, right? It's not here, but we'll be there. In other words, you're that ambassador, man. You got the best ambassadorship. The best king of the best kingdom in all the universe has already picked you, called you up, said, I need you to be my ambassador. It's like, really? And I like actually what she said, T, because it's like, well, I'm not even sure how to do that. What's cool about the ambassadorship as a Christian is that you'll get all your instructions and directions from the king as it happens. And then you never have to worry about it. So when you're on your time off, you chill at the beach. Then when you got to go to a function, he kind of directs you. Hey, go over here. Do this. Okay. All right. Okay. What a privilege that we would share in that capacity that God would select us. Watch this. To represent him. Do you know, it's one of the funniest things that I watch in politics. And they do this. Oh, I mean, they do this all the time. And these are the things where I have a nice TV, so I can't throw anything at it. You know, I'm not allowed, you know, because that's a bad idea. And our special thingy expired, so I can't really do it there. The idea is they'll say, this is what Scripture says, but I don't speak for God. I don't represent God. Well, if you're a Christian, you do speak for God. You do represent God. That's exactly what you do. You're his ambassador. That's exactly how that goes. Okay, somebody's calling in. Hang on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Ace.
Hey, brother. How are you? Are you feeling any better?
I feel great. It's just my voice is just not quite there to
well, that's all right.
Sing, you know, or talk. So I'm struggling there, but keep praying for me. We're breaking through.
All right, brother. I will keep praying for you. I can handle you having a tough voice. That's okay. Just the rest of it I need you to be good on. All right, my friend, who was the person with that first riddle?
Well, you know, I'm probably going to miss it, but I'm going to say Samson.
That is correct, sir. You are right. Now, let me give a nod to... You could almost argue that Satan gave a almost riddleistic response in the garden, which would not be 100% inaccurate, but the first person to actually genuinely use a riddle in their communication was Samson. That's exactly right. Boy, you hit that on the head. So did a few other people. Excellent job. That was a good one. That was a tougher question, so that was really good.
Praise the Lord.
All right, my brother. All right, keep listening, keep hanging in there. We're going to keep praying for you, and we want to hear that voice get better and you get better.
Thank you very much. All right. Bless y'all.
Bless you, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's our good friend Ace. We've got a couple of real good friends in the show. We love it. Got to hear from Bobby. Haven't heard from him for a while, right?
Right. All right. We got to bring him to existence. He might call tomorrow.
Yeah, just got to do that. All right. So the reason that I want to go back to that, and the reason that I want to point that out is what he says is that I can be an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. There is also this notion that Christians should be quiet as a mouse. I'm not sure where that came from. Okay. I don't get where that Christians should just be. It's like they've taken that adage, children should be seen and not heard, and they put that on Christians. Can you imagine if Jesus didn't say anything? There would be no gospel. There would be no salvation. There'd be no healings. There'd be no teaching. There'd be nothing. That now, just say, Jesus came. Let me just use this. Just bear with me. Put on a mask. Okay, not because of COVID, but put on a mask, didn't say a word. How would his ministry be? I would say a little dull. I would say not very effective. I would say if he said nothing, that would be a problem. That's what I would say. And so we don't want to be that way. So Paul says, hey, pray for me that I might say it fearlessly, regardless. Proverbs 28:1, the righteous are as bold as a lion. They're not as quiet as a mouse. And by the way, mice aren't even quiet. I'm not even sure how that even happens. You know, a church mouse, there's a church mouse. Well, you know, the squeaking is what makes people know there's a mouse, and then you have to get rid of the mouse because it's in the church squeaking. So what does that even mean? Sometimes these sayings are just so far out there. That's the way my mind works. And then immediately the next thing they think of is three blind mice. See how they run. You know, they all went after the farmer's wife. What? What was on their mind? She went out with a kitchen knife. What is she, a rage killer? What's going on here? So this whole thing is just bizarre. Here's the point. The point is simple, okay? You have been blessed, honored, and chosen by God to represent him to the world. And not in a way that makes you voiceless. Christians are supposed to be heard and seen. And the kingdom is supposed to be demonstrated, not put together in theory, which is why Jesus did the things that he did. Okay? All right. Excellent answer by Ace. We got the last wind-up section for Ephesians, first book I have finished in Texas, so I'm happy about that. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. Take a short break right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station in Texas. Don't go anywhere. I'll be here.
My life, it feels like I've been running.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Great job, everybody, on the trivia today. Really sharp people on top of it, so I appreciate that. We're going to have one more trivia question. This one is specific. I don't need the specific. If you're texting, it doesn't have to be perfect in the spelling. How's that for a nice way? If you're calling, you still need to know the answer. What is the name of the man who carried Jesus' cross? What is the name of the man that carried Jesus' cross? If you know that one, you're welcome to call us in. 972-445-0770 is the call-in number. The text number is the 214-210-8483. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org is the email. He Must Increase Ministry on Facebook and YouTube. He Must Increase Ministry. You can get some of the videos that I have. Some of the 99% of them are encouragement oriented. That's not true. 90% are encouragement. No, that's not true. 80% are encouragement. 10% are theological, and 10% are a little bit political. Just sometimes, you know, you're going to hear me say something about the media in just a minute, and it's just because it's so over the top. It's just like, just want to, you know, like Jesus said, spit you out of my mouth kind of thing. All right, let's finish up the text and then we'll go from there. That's the question, by the way. What was the name of the guy that was required to carry the cross for Jesus when Jesus was beaten down so badly? Winding it out, Ephesians 6, 21, 22, 23, 24. Tychicus. It doesn't matter. That guy. Tychicus, the dear brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything so that you also may know how I am and what I'm doing. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are and that he may encourage you. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. Which tells you that some people love Jesus with a dying love. But he doesn't say that. He says, grace to all those who love the Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. I'll make a very brief comment and move on. Paul makes reference to Tychicus, and he is a dear brother and a faithful servant. And Paul says, he'll tell you everything so that you'll know how I am and how I'm doing. That's really important because Paul's saying this brother is going to tell you how things are really going and how I'm really doing, because there'll be other people that'll say how it's going and how I'm doing, and they're not accurate. And you're thinking, well, who would ever share something that's not accurate? Who would ever want to do that? Well, ABC and MSNBC 2 days ago did a story about a 17-year-old girl who died of COVID. And she died, they said, because she went to church. Little problem with that. Before the girl went to church, she had cancer and she had an immune deficiency program and she was already dying. But they just picked out that she went to church, she died of COVID. And it's just like, it is a blatant lie. And the thing about that is, if you don't understand that that's what's going on, that that second beast is a propaganda beast, you're not catching it. Everything you hear must be tested. Anything you hear on this show should be tested. If you don't agree with it, don't use it. I implore you, examine it. If it's not worthy or not right before Scripture, dump it. But you have got to examine everything and anything. You cannot believe things just because somebody says it, okay? The sky is falling every 5 seconds, depending on where you are. It's like, oh, my goodness, how could you do that? And the parents were furious. If that happened to me, I would be on every television show in the world going, lie, lie, lie. I'd be so mad. This is terrible. So anyway, you want to get the information when you're getting information about people, things, and so on and so forth from as close of source as possible. Okay, that's kind of the hint there. He says this, I'm sending him to you for the very purpose that you're going to know how we're doing and that he might encourage you. And that's one thing that you and I don't always see in the Scripture, and that is God sends people into your lives for the purpose of being them, making them encouraged. I might be sent into some of your lives. You might be sent into some. I have people sent into my lives that encourage me. It's just the process by which we strengthen one another. And so the Lord sends people to do multiple things. In this case, it was to give information, also to be a blessing. I think one of the best prayers you can pray on a regular basis, daily basis, by the way, is, hey, somehow I'd like to just be a blessing today. Yeah, nothing else. There's nothing else there. Leave it. You see what I'm saying? Just leave it there. Yeah, maybe a blessing. I'm good. It's all good. And then so the reason that I point that out is that sometimes the Lord will send people into your life, and the purpose of that connection, which we're going to talk about connections, I think, on Monday, the purpose of that connection is solely so that you can be an encouragement to them. And that's a beautiful – I mean, how beautiful is that? How gracious is God that he does that, right? And he does it for you too. And that's gracious too, right? Verse 23, peace to the brothers and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's, you know, in every intro and in every exit in these letters and all these epistles, the general epistles and otherwise, there's this idea that the Lord wants us to be fully aware of peace and fully aware of grace. And peace, because people don't have peace, they medicate. So there's a real big reason why peace is important, because it helps you not just survive, but live and go through and exist and function. And grace is something you should just keep floating around in your brain all the time. It's by grace, by grace, by grace. And that puts you in a position where you receive grace, where you're not too arrogant because you know it came by grace, but you're not too beaten down because you know there's grace. So it's like, yeah, that's a good place to be. And then Paul closes it out and says, grace to all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love. Why? Because many people make a profession but don't hold the line. Okay? So for those that have ever gone snow skiing, have you ever been snow skiing too? You ever gone snow? Never gone snow skiing? Okay, so I grew up in Michigan. At Boyne Mountains, they had, for those that know Michigan, they had the Boyne Mountains. They were like kind of like, anyway, they had a tow rope, and you held the rope, and it took you to the halfway of the bunny hill, and then you got off and you did it. If you didn't hold on to the line, you fell down, and you didn't get to ski properly, and it wasn't fun. Well, this is it. Christians need to hold on to the line of love. You need to hang on. You need to hold that line and not move, okay? You need to hold that line and be immovable and let it take you where it's taking you. Hey, we got a caller. Hold on. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. It's John again.
Hey, John. Are you ready? You got the next answer ready to go? You ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Here you go, my brother. Here it is. What is the name of the man who carried Jesus' cross?
I believe it was Simon of Cyrene.
That is 100% correct. You are right. That is exactly right. So beaten down that they took Simon of Cyrene, and he had to carry the cross for Jesus. And I think it's an important, the Lord allowed that. And I think there's a great testimony there about us sharing with one another, especially when the burden or the pain is heavy.
It's interesting. Yeah, bear one another's burdens, or just, guy falls down, you help him up or help carry something for him. And
exactly right.
Convicts me.
Yeah, that makes me, every time I read the scripture, I go, I'm not doing that.
I know.
But you got to grow. Boy. That's part of it. So excellent job. Excellent job, my friend. Thank
you for your show.
You
appreciate
are
it.
More than welcome. You. Blessings to you.
I'm always wish I listen to it every day, but I wish I could. But sometimes I just miss it. But when I can, I'll catch it.
I think it's great that you listened at all, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. All right. Keep it up.
Thank you, brother.
That's the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent. All right, so Simon of Cyrene. I do think that's a very important element, that sometimes the burden gets heavy. You need help, people to help you carry it. That happens for me. I mean, fortunately I have Noelle who's helped me in the majority of it. And if she wasn't there, boy, oh boy, this show would be different. Let me just say that. All right, folks, that's the book of Ephesians. A lot of it, there was some deeper expository, practical expository, applicational expository is what we'd call it. That's what you're going to see in Philippians. Not going to be as much Greek as it's going to be, this is what this means, this is how we should do this, this is how we're going to apply it. I have not yet decided what next week is going to be. I will tell you this, and I'm forewarning you, tomorrow we'll be dealing with miracles. You will hear the Baptist mindset on miracles. You will hear my point of view as a Baptist. It's all you can do. You'll either agree or disagree, but if it blesses you or moves you one inch closer, I've done my job. That's all I'm trying to do, is do that which is before me in the Lord. Okay? All right. Multiple blessings to everybody. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.